Good morning. This is Wednesday. I think it might be June. Not sure. This is GM puffing. I'm huffing and puffing as I walk over the top of this hill to get to my bus. And on the way, I talk about games mastering and role playing and associated topics. So let's get to it. What's today's topic? Well, building plants, I think. Yes, plants. So, plants. Such an interesting topic, really, when it comes down to it. But how many people actually point out plants? Right now, I'm walking through a park between work and the city. And I'm passing plants. There are different kinds. Grasses, trees, some oaks, I think. A couple of, possibly some maples, some gum. There's a variety of grasses on the ground. There's a whole bunch of shrubs being planted off to one side of me. There's a whole bunch of... There's a whole bunch of weird stuff everywhere. But day to day, unless I'm actually looking at it, noticing it, taking note of it, I'm not going to notice it. It's just part of the background, the scenery. And yet, there's so many things that can be done with these things from a gaming perspective. There could be someone hiding up in them, just watching. There could be someone just sitting up in them. And the interesting part would be, if your character's noticed someone sitting up in a tree, how much attention are they going to pay to it? And then you, as Games Master, you've got to point out how much attention they should or shouldn't pay to it. Because if you say, hey, you see a man up in a tree, you can derail your entire campaign as they attempt to understand why this man is up the tree and is he going to be doing anything to them, or is he just hiding and happens to have been spotted? And so many other questions we could be asking of, and it's even going to derail my podcast. And he's just a guy up in a tree because, well, whatever reason he's up in a tree. Do we need to know? Maybe he doesn't want us to know that he's up there and that's where he's hiding. And so the whole point being that players are going to be asking the questions just because you pointed out that they can see a man up in a tree. The thing is, though, he is there and you have a player spot him. So how do you stop that from derailing your campaign? And you can just say, you don't see a man in the tree. You don't have to say anything about the man in the tree. But you want that player to know that there is a man up that tree. It's just not important enough for you to bother. Now, this is related to a topic I was reading on some, I think it was Facebook or Stack Exchange or something along those lines, where they said, why do my players keep talking to NPCs? Why can't they just realize they've got the information they need? It's over and leave. Because players are used to NPCs in video games having all the information. Players are used to, what do you call it again? There's a law. L-A-W. Not Moore's law. Memory does not help me today. Essentially, if there's a shotgun on the wall in a tavern, players are going to say, well, that shotgun's important because the Games Master said it. And if the players want to, they're going to want to take that thing and use it because it's there, because the Games Master said it's there. But why can't you just have a shotgun on the wall that you happen to notice and go, huh, there's a shotgun on the wall. But whatever, and continue about your day. It's because your players are used to you not saying anything about anything unless it's important. You have to include enough extras for them to get used to the fact that extras exist. Because until you actually mention the existence of the extras, the players are going to think every extra is important. I will typically include an extra couple of things, like walking to a town, you see a couple of trees, there's a well, there's some cobblestones on some of the important roads. Some of them have some leaves on it because maybe it's autumn or something. There's a couple of rocks here and there. Maybe you spot a coin. Oh, no, probably not a coin. But just things, just stuff. You're walking through the town and you notice an occasional beggar on the ground. You notice an occasional hawker, street seller. You know, dirt and grime, nailed up windows of a couple of buildings. You know, just enough so players realise there's more going on. I think recording an episode next to the traffic is a bad idea. I'm finished up quickly. There's enough going on that players aren't... You've just overloaded them with a bunch of stuff. And they go, okay, that's it, just... Okay, there's a shotgun on the wall, there's a net on the other wall, there's a tire iron strapped over there. Include enough not important descriptive items so that they ignore the shotgun because it's included with a bunch of other items they shouldn't be touching. Versus the, I walk into a room, it's completely bare except there's a shotgun on the wall. What's the shotgun? Walk into a dungeon. The room is completely bare, except a lone gemstone in the middle on the floor. What do you do? Oh, it's obviously a trap. No, that's essentially what you've got to watch out for. Making sure you don't make it into the elephant in the room. Anyway, too much background noise. I'm going to end it up there. Hope you're having a good one. Catch you later.